stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, August 11th. Why a San Diego Superior Court judge threw out a high-profile sexual misconduct case. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. A service center for people experiencing homelessness has changed its name and location. It's also now being ran by the Downtown San Diego Partnership instead of PATH. According to the San Diego Union-Tribune, officials are hoping the changes will boost response times for the hundreds of residents asking for aid each month. Rebranded now as The Hub, the center sits on the fifth floor of the Central Library in downtown. It's open for walk-ins from 1 to 3 p.m. every day but Sunday. People who are experiencing homelessness who call 211 will also be routed to The Hub, and staff members will connect them with services in the field. More than 100,000 San Diego kids from TK to 12th grade are headed back to school today. San Diego Unified's first day of school also marks the start of a new district-wide cell phone policy. The policy says phones must be turned off during class and kept out of sight. Students can use them before and after school and on buses. High school students can also use their phones during passing periods and lunch. Teachers may allow high schoolers to use headphones and smartwatches. If you've taken a stroll around La Jolla Shores lately, you might have noticed the area's new streetlights. 31 are 9.5 feet tall, and the other 6 are 27 feet tall with long arms. At the moment, you can only admire these as they won't be providing actual light until the end of September.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. On Friday, a San Diego County Superior Court judge threw out a sexual misconduct lawsuit filed against former County Supervisor Nathan Fletcher. Reporter Scott Rodd says the judge took the extraordinary step of sanctioning the accuser for failing to turn over evidence.
Former Metropolitan Transit System spokesperson Gracia Figueroa filed the suit against Fletcher in March of 2023, accusing him of sexual harassment and assault. Figueroa claimed the misconduct occurred when Fletcher was chair of the MTS board, and that he had pressured the agency to fire her when he decided to run for state senate. Fletcher dropped his state senate campaign days before the suit was filed, and later resigned from the county board of supervisors. After years of legal proceedings, Judge Matthew Brainer ordered the case dismissed.
When you sit down and you look at the record, and it's 2+ years, there is delay, alteration, and destruction at virtually every phase.
Fletcher's attorney, Sam Sherman, says the ruling vindicates his client.
We've maintained from day one that this case was built on a mountain of lies from the beginning, that all of their interactions were consensual.
Figueroa's case against MTS for retaliation was also thrown out last week. She says she plans to file an appeal. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
New details are emerging about the incident in Chula Vista last week when federal immigration agents arrested a parent outside of an elementary school. In a statement to KPBS, the Department of Homeland Security said the parent was Ki Young Jin Yo, an immigrant from South Korea. DHS said ICE agents arrested Yo near Camarena Elementary School because her visa to be in the U.S. expired nearly 8 years ago. Chula Vista City Council member Michael Insunza says the agents crossed the line by arresting Yo as students were arriving at school.
There's no reason for us to go the extra step and dramatically and intentionally arrest people whose only crime is being undocumented.
The Trump administration has repeatedly claimed that their immigration crackdown is focused on people who have committed violent crimes. But this arrest fits into a broader pattern, where immigration agencies are targeting people without a criminal history, as ICE faces growing pressure to meet arrest quotas. Veterans Village of San Diego held its annual event to support unhoused and at-risk veterans called Stand Down. Reporter Jacob Ayer says the event provides a wide range of free services for all veterans and their families in one central location.
From housing and haircuts to food, clothes, and so much more, over 100 community partners and service providers gathered at Liberty Station to serve veterans and active duty military members. Joe Paisano was there displaying his 3D drywall screw art pieces based on his own service and experiences after a 24-year Navy career.
I've had my struggles throughout my career, and I used art to help cope with my struggles, from suicide ideations, suicide itself, homelessness.
Despite having a job, he's still living out of his car in San Diego. He's hoping his art inspires others with similar battles and promotes suicide awareness and prevention for veterans.
As a service member, we're always helping others. We're always standing in front of others. We're not inclined to receive the help, so that makes it a huge challenge, along with other things.
The two-day event is now in its 37th year. 400 people registered to attend Stand Down 2025. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
French philosopher Albert Camus said, quote, "A man without ethics is a wild beast loosed upon the world." Polls show Americans' faith in the ethics of Congress, journalism, clergy, and business executives is measurably low. Amita Sharma explains the state of ethics and its place in a robust society.
Here's one definition of ethics: norms and principles to live by that are morally right, such as do no harm, and which form a powerful and vital force in society. That's from UC San Diego philosophy professor Craig Callender, who is co-director of the Institute of Practical Ethics. He says in daily life, ethics still matter to Americans, regardless of their socio-political beliefs. But as a whole, using yardsticks like undoing policies to lessen climate change, inequitable health care, and the growing gap between the rich and poor, Callender says American society is ethically challenged.
For instance, with this latest bill, take money basically from the poor and give it to the rich, when there's already so much inequality, I think that that explains, you know, a lot of what's going on. I think it also is related to the question, you know, is ethics on the decline?
Callender says it is, but that ethics can be rebuilt. He advocates teaching ethics in school, but he also believes solving the inequality problem can help restore ethics, and says it's crucial to work toward a deliberative democracy instead of the one ruled by a majority that is ill-informed.
A deliberative democracy is one where it's the majority rules based on well-formed deliberative preferences. And so that's a huge difference, because here you see, you know, we have a lot of preferences that I would say were not well-formed ones. They're not based on evidence, deliberation. That's ruling the day.
Callender adds, we, government and the people, won't ever reach perfect agreement on the big issues, but we still have to act. Amita Sharma, KPBS News.
Escaping gun and gang violence, a barber in Vista is trying to help young people do the same while also learning the craft and giving back to their community. Reporter Tanya Thorne has this story of haircuts and healing.
Steve Jaimes grew up on the streets of Chicago.
I was always a follower of the wrong things. I would never say I was actively in a gang. I was just always around it.
When he was 17, he saw his friend die after their car got shot at.
I saw a hole in my friend's neck. I saw a hole in his side. I tried applying pressure, but it was of no good use. And yeah, for one blink of an eye, his life was gone.
That moment changed his life. He joined the Marine Corps the next year, which ultimately led him to Southern California.
I found lots of love and lots of structure, but I didn't find the healing that I was looking for.
But he did find healing in barbering.
A haircut is like medicine. It heals you. They uplift you. In this case right now, a lot of men, this is the only thing they look forward to when it comes to their physical appearance and feeling better about themselves, right?
Jaime started barbering when he was 13, and now he's passing the skill on to other youth through a grassroots program he calls Humanity Barbers.
This is where everybody learns the skill of cutting hair. And they network with each other, they build camaraderie, right? Build community. And ultimately, these are kids and some adults from like different neighborhoods here in North County, San Diego.
I wanted to cut hair. And I was going through stuff.
Jaden Garcia is a freshman in high school. Before he started cutting hair, he wanted to follow his dad's footsteps and join a gang. But his father died, and 3 years ago, he met Jaimez.
He just told me not to be doing that stupid shit, and it's not cool. He just said to you want to learn how to cut hair?
Garcia became part of what's now the Humanity Barbers Workshops. Then there's 18-year-old Nicolas Burabano from Colombia, who had looked into lessons but found them too expensive.
Estaba buscando como lugares donde enseñaran, pero en muchos te cobraban. Entonces, luego miré un video de Steve donde decía que eran clases gratuitas.
He says the workshop offers more than just classes.
No son como solo clases, sino que son como una familia ya. Es como, ya no lo ves como, oh, me da pereza ir ese martes, no, antes quieres venir.
He says the group has become like family, and he looks forward to seeing the group each week. The group meets every Tuesday at Cali Clips Deluxe Barbershop in Vista to learn and practice cutting hair. But the space also keeps many of the youth out of trouble. Ramiro Diaz owns the barbershop.
I just let him do his thing, you know, because I know how hard it is to grow here and be a low income, you know, try to have a good opportunity in life, you know, to be somebody. It's hard to go to school and go to college and everything, you know, so this is a good start for them.
But the lessons go beyond learning barbering skills. They also pay it forward by cutting the hair of unhoused individuals on Wednesday mornings.
Well, they learn a skill. They build stronger morals and values to be a better barber, but more so a better human, you know? Leading with love, leading with compassion, with empathy for others.
Jaime says he hopes his students gain a better understanding of what they're already accomplishing.
Because you don't hear about young individuals looking to help other people. They're sometimes focused on themselves.
And their vision extends beyond their own community.
These guys come from all these neighborhoods, and sometimes there's differences. And because of the energy that is built in this room, they understand what it is to let go of a lot of those things that you possibly were, that possibly were hindering you from creating a relationship with the guys right next block.
They'd like to eventually unite different neighborhoods, visit foster care homes, juvenile facilities, or go on mission trips. For now, they are taking their skills on the road to barbering showcases and more outreach events. Jaime's hopes to raise money to help with transportation and more programs for the 40-plus youth he is currently mentoring.
Once they get to that age where they can truly fly in their greatest purpose, then they're gonna fly real, real high, so high that they're probably gonna make me look like the smallest bird, and I'll be so happy and so proud to see that happen.
Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
That is it for the pod today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for hanging out, subscribing, and listening. Have a great day.
This is Cherry Glazer from KCRW in Santa Monica, Los Angeles.
Deb Welch from KPBS in San Diego.
Sarah Wright with the KZYX Local News in Mendocino County.
California Public Radio Day, coming soon to a station near you.
Go to kpbs.org and support your public media station.